Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next. Welcome, my friends. You are tuned in to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, from 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete. What is it?
.com.
They're learning. Poor participation.
I didn't see it coming.
Because you don't have the
Do you even listen to the show?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into it. It's no secret. We have a different crew here this evening, so not everybody is up on the way we do things around here. I guess I probably could have told them this is what we do, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. Anyway, listen, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so. All you got to do is call 727-498-0502. It's a good way to play along. We've got a big show for you tonight. We've got all kinds of stories to talk about, some things that you may want to chime in on. If you are too shy about calling into a radio show, you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
One.
Perfect.
One.
One.
Yeah. All right. So in the studio tonight, we do have some changes.
Yes.
We have a lot of the usual suspects, but we do have a couple of subs, if you will. A couple of subs. So let me go ahead and introduce everybody here. Across the table from me, as usual, is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Doing great.
Okay.
Yeah,
you look great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nice sunny day for you.
Yeah,
had the
great
day off.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty awesome.
Hannah Claire's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thanks.
I know how you're doing. We've been together all day. All right.
Great day off.
Uh-huh. And now we have one of our special guests in the studio. To Stephanie's right is a very, very special friend of mine, Jenny.
Hello.
Yes.
Jenny.
Right. Jenny's right is my other very special friend, Paul.
Hello, Marco.
Yeah. Well, they are a married couple. I have known these two forever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I say special, I don't mean like a short bus special. I just mean special to me. I consider them two of my very best friends. I love them. That being said, let's hope that they don't screw up our show tonight.
Right.
We're planning on doing just that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just hold on tight.
Just right. Let me know when.
Now, Paul and Jenny Hundley actually are, like I said, two of my very best friends. And we grew up together in Richmond, Virginia. We went to high school together. And we were...
Thicker than thieves.
Thicker than thieves, yep. Pretty much. I mean, I can't even remember a time when we weren't all sort of together doing something throughout our years that we spent together in Richmond. And what's nice about our relationship is, I think anyway, is that here we've known each other for 40 years. We don't live anywhere near each other anymore. What I consider special is that anytime that we do get together or have a conversation, it's as if we just ended the last conversation. It's not ever strained or anything like that. Now, you two may think that. Because I've been told I can be hard to talk to.
But we love you anyway.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Uncle Mark's colorful language.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
And that. Right. So you guys do live in Richmond, Virginia. You've been here in this area all week. I came in last Friday, and unfortunately, you were going back home to Richmond tomorrow, just in time for what may be another blast of winter weather.
Yep.
Possibly snow.
I'm so...
Four-letter word.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of sucks.
Yep. But it's been beautiful here. Right. We've had great weather here.
Yeah, well, you know, I was hoping that you would actually have a little bit better weather because I was gearing up for you guys to come down, and that was during the week where we had the record-breaking warm weather for the month of February, and I thought, oh, my God, they're going to spend all day at the beach. They're going to be, you know, brown babies when they go back home. and then all of a sudden we got that cold front through, but still... All
it was
in all,
beautiful.
Not
compared
a bad week.
To what, compared to what we've had, it's been
right.
Great.
We just came just before the show. We had dinner this evening over at, I think the restaurant's called Mango's.
Mango's.
And it's at the Doubletree Hotel in Reddington Beach.
Yep.
And hold on, what do we have going on here? We got a little dog fight.
Something. No.
Always something here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
I thought it was your stomach growling from the dog you had.
No. right, but over at Mango's, over at the Doubletree Hotel in Reddington Beach, we sat outside.
Yes.
And what's nice about that little restaurant is it is beachside. And beautiful.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Right. So there's that.
There's that. Delicious. Recommend it.
Uh-huh. Well, the next thing I was going to talk about is Hannah, but she's not in here.
Oh, no.
Right.
Hannah has
off to a smooth start.
Yeah,
left
smooth start.
Hannah.
You never know what's going on.
He wants to talk about you.
There she goes.
There I am. I'm sorry.
Right. So sorry. If you do listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, you may recall, it was maybe not last week, but maybe the week before that, Hannah had mentioned that she is in the market for some dreadlocks.
Yes.
We may have mentioned that she doesn't have very long hair.
Right.
She is now sort of growing out from a pixie do and kind of looks like a Justin Bieber at the moment about that length.
I don't see that
it's
at
Biebish.
All. I don't think so.
It's not as Biebish tonight as it was last Friday.
Right.
I don't know
it
if
was
you'd...
super poofy.
Yeah. The bangs.
You definitely have your father's hair for sure, though.
Kind of.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think it's more my hair.
It's pretty wispy. Mine's
real thin.
Thicker than that.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyways. I think it looks cute.
Well, thank you.
So, listening to the show, when we mentioned the fact that you were going to get dreadlocks,
yes.
Was Grandpa Ron.
Yes.
Grandpa Ron, now we have to mention that he's sometimes, on his barbiturate.
Right, yes.
Right.
Right. Not thinking clearly.
Right. But he said that he would be happy to fund Hannah's dreadlocks.
Yes.
Awesome. So today, in fact, you went downtown St. Petersburg to a salon to see what it was going to cost.
Yes.
Did you come away with any information that you can give us here
they
on the show?
They would not tell me.
Why?
No. Because they're booked. I don't know. I have to do a 15-minute consultation.
Excuse me? Why? I mean, this is almost like, I mean, what's the 15-minute consultation?
I don't know. They're going to talk about price and what I want to do and how long it's going to take. And
oh, I thought this was going to be like one of those things that you have to do before you get a sex change. They want to make damn sure.
you're ready.
That you're committed.
Yeah. No. That's when they go over, like, the price and everything is in the consultation.
All right.
They have to know what kind of hair they're working with.
Well,
right. Before you show up in the chair.
To me,
they have to figure that out.
To me, it's going to be a little bit odd because she's getting dreadlock extensions.
Yeah, so, but okay, you don't understand. Okay, I feel like you're still not getting what that means. Right. Like, okay, right now my hair is however long this is.
Yeah.
Right, okay. They are going to make this into little dreadlocks.
I'm picturing a dress with dreadlock fringe.
No, okay, it's not just going to be long with gross dreadlocks at the end.
No, her hair becomes a part of that.
That's dumb.
Okay. Yeah. So they're going to weave your hair into these extensions.
Yeah, and it's not like a solid dreadlock that they're just going to like stick to the end of my hair.
Right.
No, it starts out as just long hair.
Do we know where comes from?
It's either synthetic or human hair.
Is it Rastafarian?
Probably. I don't know, man.
A little.
Well, I mean,
they'll work it is she'll have like long straight hair first.
Right. It'll all be
plaited into the
It'll all be,
Paul, I think you agree with me that if you're going to go all in and get dreadlocks, you want it to at least be Rastafarian.
I could get some Rasta-colored beads if you want me to.
Get up, stand up.
Oh, God, no.
Are you gonna buy me a Tam?
I get it now.
Are you going to buy me a Tam for my dreads?
Yeah. I think it'll look beautiful.
I do, too.
Amy Chapman-ish at first.
I want them.
All right, well, we're going to do it. I mean, Grandpa Ron,
Tracy
like I said,
Chapman.
he's willing to fund the experience.
Yes.
And I'm willing to look at
I'm excited. I've always wanted them, and I'm excited to be able to do them at like a professional salon.
Right.
And not try to do them myself.
Yeah,
you know,
I think doing it yourself,
it's
a little suspect because I think most times when they're done by yourself, it really is a sign of just a lazy person.
Well, yeah.
Who doesn't ever clean their hair or brush it or that kind of thing. So I think it just turns out to be that way, right? You're going to go have it professionally done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No hair biscuits on you.
No. They're all going to be nice little hair tubes.
Hair tubes.
I don't know. I don't even know what a dreadlock feels like, honestly. I've never even like touched a dreadlock.
Don't you think that might be something that you might want to do?
That's like preliminary. that's part of the 15-minute consultation.
The chick
had dreads, so I could be all like, hey, I've always wanted these, but like
hair?
I've never actually like, I don't know.
What are you going to do, Hannah, if you go and touch this person's dreads and you're like, no, not me.
Yeah, right, can't handle it.
Yeah,
God, just can't. Kidding. Good thing this is just the consultation.
Are they heavy? It seems like they'd be heavy.
Yeah. I'm sure they are, yeah. Especially when they're wet.
Ooh.
Ooh. Your neck's going to hurt.
You'll pull them back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pull them back in like a big...
pony.
And then you got to get one of those big hats.
It's a Tam.
A big Tam.
Uh-huh.
Hey, speaking of Tam, we haven't heard from our very good friend, Tam McCandaweary. From the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got to keep in mind that right around the corner, March 24th, is the opening day.
Yes.
For the Rowdies. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right around the corner.
Our good buddy Tam has offered to buy us tickets for the opener, unfortunately, and I haven't gotten back to him yet.
Oh, you need to do that.
Yeah, definitely
right
have to
away.
Do that, as we can't go. We got to go to Ty's show.
Right.
Whose new lead singer has dreadlocks.
No, she doesn't have dreads.
I thought she had dreadlocks.
Well, she may have had dreads last week, but she doesn't now.
Huh.
Now she's got long, like, corkscrew curls.
Well, Hannah, maybe that's somebody you want to talk to. Say, why don't you have dreads anymore?
Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, something that
maybe
is cool for a minute and not so cool 10 minutes from now.
You never know.
All right, we'll check it out.
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Me too.
So I mentioned that Paul and Jenny have been here in town all week. Last night we got together with them and went over to JD's up in Indian Rocks Beach, which was a lot of fun. We went up there for a happy hour, and they had a band up there. Not really a band. I guess you can't call them a band if they don't have instruments. Is that more of a group?
Yes.
Wouldn't you call that a group?
Singing group, but I'd still call them a band.
Well, they're banded together.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, their name is Act 3. They were fantastic.
They were fantastic.
They were fantastic. These, I mean, all everybody in the band, what was there, five of them, one female. Every single one of them had a beautiful voice.
The sound tech was, are you counting him? The sound guy?
Maybe.
Yeah. It was the, two guys, a girl.
Who do you think was the best singer? There was definitely...
Tyler.
Three
young
dudes.
Man.
Tyler.
The youngest.
The tall, skinny one.
The tall, skinny
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was good.
He's young.
He was doing Smokey Robinson, like Nobody's Business.
Yeah.
And they did some Bee Gees. Yeah. Yeah, they did some really great. We were singing along.
Loudly.
Very loud. I'm pretty sure that maybe our section started clearing out. before the rest of the place because of our singing.
The other part was packed.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that
us.
You know, we were outside, you know, on the other side of the glass window that separated the outside restaurant from the inside restaurant. The entire time we were there, they did not seat anybody in the table opposite us on the other side
window.
Of the glass.
It's a 4-hour happy hour.
Yeah. It was very happy.
It was very happy.
We had a great time.
It was a lot of fun.
The band was awesome.
They were so good. Now, listen, I talked to them, and it's a possibility they may be calling into the show tonight. The lead singer, the guy who's in control, his name is...
Marco.
It's actually Marcus Robinson. And he is the head guy of the band. And I spoke to him for a few minutes last night and, you know, told him about the show. And could call in.
Could call
Their
in.
Their set list could was amazing.
It was
fantastic.
And if he's the one who's driving that train, he did a great job because they kept changing it up.
Yes.
Well, they play over there at JD's quite often. If you look at this card that they gave me,
I can't wait to go back.
It's a whole schedule. And they play at JD's quite a bit.
Do they have a website?
They do. It is, hold on, I'll tell you.
Because I'd like to look it up so we can find him when we're down here next time.
Yep. It looks to me like it is act3live.com.
Oh, cool.
They have several here. I will let you see the card. I'm not going to read all of
all
these
right.
out. But act3live.com, and you can get a hold of Marcus Robinson, who is the president of this band. I didn't know that bands had presidents, but...
But this one does.
This one does.
Well, I'm telling you that whoever was the sound tech who was doing the...
Yeah. They were spot on.
They were. They never stopped. It was endless.
Right. It was
orchestrated. From one song right into the other.
Into the next.
And
but I
mix.
Wonder if they knew mix. What the next song was.
I don't know.
I would love to know that.
Yeah, you know what? It kind of seemed that way because all of a sudden the music started and then they would just sort of
I think
snap on.
Yeah, maybe. They had regular sets. It was tight.
Oh, I'm sure it was orchestrated.
It was tight.
The card has a lot of dates, so I'm sure they weren't like, oh, wait, what are we singing?
Yeah.
It seems like if you look at the card in their schedule, they do this every day.
Right.
Well, there's something about the surprise of it. They seem to just jump right in.
Right.
So,
but, yeah, they play at JD's and at The Hut and Sea Hags in St. Pete Beach here locally.
Yeah, and then a couple of other places out of town as well. So, but they play at JD's quite often.
Yes. Check them out and go and see them.
Yeah.
They're good. Wonderful.
Very, very good. The only thing that I didn't like about them is they didn't wear any kind of uniform.
Costume.
Yeah, I think they should have at least worn... are we doing that now? Are we crinkling up paper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paul
yeah.
is eating a cookie.
Well, let's all do it.
Usually we wait for Hannah to start.
Do you want to chew loudly
Hannah,
as well?
Get that plastic wrap and put it in there. All right.
Hannah Claire, do you have a bell that you want to ring or anything like that over there? I mean... Let's make as much noise as we can.
See if
We're
I share
new at
now.
This. We don't get it.
No sharing now.
No.
Anyway.
Oh well.
Anyway.
So
there's the magazine for Susan.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is something a little bit interesting. I wasn't planning on talking about it, but now that Jenny brought it up, I will mention it. Paul and Jenny came down with Paul's sister, Susan, and her husband, Reed. And I get a lot of my show content from the Week magazine. And it just so happens that this past week's Week magazine has a caricature on the front. And the school teacher that is depicted in the caricature looks identical
to Paul's
Would you say
sister.
Identical to Paul's sister?
I wouldn't say identical, but it's definitely
let me tell you
very
something.
Similar.
It looks
similar,
close enough that when I told her about it and she looked it up online, she was like, oh, yeah, and then posted it on Facebook. So she obviously thinks that that looks like her.
She said it looks like her, but older. It looks
older.
There
you go.
An older her.
Right. Anyway. Do we want to take a quick break?
We can,
or we can just keep going on. I got a story here about bullies. I'm kind of interested to see what everybody's take is on this. We can talk about that, or we can do a break.
Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Then we'll come back after we get done bullying you during the break, so we have some firsthand information.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we, da, okay, yeah, well, all right, hey, girl, you sure look fine,
uh-huh. Hey, boy, you're sweet as wine,
uh-huh. So let's get together, baby, let me come see you sometime, uh-huh. Hey, girl, I dig your touch,
uh-huh. Hey, boy, you're much too much,
uh-huh. So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime. Ha ha. I look in your eyes and my knees get weak.
When you're in my arms, I can hardly speak.
I hear crazy music when I call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl.
Uh-huh.
How about a kiss?
Ha uh-huh. Hey, boy. I can't resist.
Ha uh-huh. Now we're going steady and I'll never, never let you go.
Ha uh-huh.
Hey, girl. I like the way you look.
Ha uh-huh. Hey, boy, I can really cook.
Uh-huh. Now we'll get married and never, never let you go.
Uh-huh.
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 See, see.
See, see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Da-da.
Da-da.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right.
I'm glad you're mine.
When I'm in your arms, it's so divine.
I hear pretty music when they call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, what's the score?
Uh-huh. Hey, boy, I love you more and more.
Uh-huh. Now that we are married, I will never, 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 never let you go.
All right, everybody, we are back, and like I said, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. That song was called Hey Boy, Hey Girl, and it was by Louis Prima and his fourth wife.
His fourth wife.
Fourth wife.
Yeah.
Keely Smith. And I was turned on. Look, my dad asked me the other day if I had ever heard of Louis Prima. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard the name, but I couldn't put Louis's music to his name until I went on iTunes and checked it out. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I know who Louis Prima is.
King Louis.
King Louis.
Jungle Book.
Do you, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you know what Louis Prima's nickname is?
Mm-mm.
The Lip.
The Lip.
That's because he's a saxophonist.
No,
right?
No. He was a trumpet player.
Oh, he was? I thought he was saxophone.
Trumpet player. And he was such a good one that his nickname was The Lip.
The Lip.
You know what it's really called? His embouchure.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
I know.
That's exactly right. And I actually...
I know.
I went on iTunes and I pulled three songs, Jenny. I pulled this one. I pulled one that I'm going to play later in the show, Jump, Jive, and Wail.
That's
but awesome. Then I pulled The Lip and... it's Keeley Smith singing the song, and she keeps talking about the embouchure. Embouchure?
Yeah.
Embouchure.
It's the way mm-hmm. your
right.
lip actually
seals
functions.
To the...
Yeah.
Right.
I have one.
Do you?
Do. Oh.
Well, you know, you used to play a French horn.
I did.
Why would you ever pick the French horn?
I don't know.
It was a. I mean, was there something? Was there something?
I learned.
Is it just something that they just handed it to you and like you're playing this one, kid?
No, you got to pick, but I think it was what was left actually.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Is it's like okay, this is what's
but
left.
I liked it, and I would take it to school on a skateboard.
Mm.
Nice. I walked to Oakhurst from Jamaica Drive with the pulling my French horn. I was a big geek.
Yeah, well, I can remember a certain day in ninth grade where Jenny was in my English class, and where's Jenny? And Mrs. Bryant was like, well, I shouldn't say anything. But Jenny got her hand caught in her French horn. And that was all I needed to hear.
Mark, here's the thing. It was when I broke my middle finger because you slammed the English room door shut and it broke my middle finger.
Don't even start to
so
blame
true.
Any of this on me.
So what got stuck in the French horn was my splint for my broken middle finger. Right. I was trying to take the valve out and it got stuck between the two beams. And I couldn't get my hand. And my finger was already broken.
Well, Mrs. Bryant was very Southern and very proper. And Mrs. Bryant.
She was sweet.
Oh, she was just as sweet as she could be. But, you know, she's one of these people that anytime she has to say anything that might be a little bit negative.
Well, she whispers.
Well, Jenny. And she's telling the whole classes, Jenny got her finger caught in her French horn. And, of course, we all lost it.
Well,
hysterical. Anyway.
He probably was like, of course she did.
Right. So, anyway, my dad recommended Louis Prima. To me, and of course, I went online and I pulled up some Louis Prima songs. Look, you can go to Wikipedia and find out all kinds of really cool things about Louis Prima. Quite a character. I can give you something brief, which basically says that he was born December 7th, 1910, in New Orleans. He is an Italian American. Born in New Orleans, and he died, unfortunately, August 24th, 1978, at the age of 67. So not a very long life.
No.
I mentioned that this song that we just played, Hey Boy, Hey Girl, that was a duet between Louis Prima and his wife, Keeley Smith, his fourth wife. And he was best known for what was he best known for?
His lip.
His lip.
The lip.
Yeah, he's the lip.
What was that C word?
Armature.
Yes. That. Like I said, Louis was an Italian-American singer, actor, songwriter, band leader, and trumpeter, best known for his New Orleans jazz, swing music, and jump blues. And one of the things that is noted about Louis Prima is that he was not against trying all genres of music. And so he tried
very
it all.
Very eclectic.
Right. He did not stick to those that I just mentioned. So that's that.
Very nice.
Louis Prima, everybody. So did we get a tweet?
Radio St. Pete retweeted my tweet.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
So... Yes. Mm-hmm.
They basically said, if you're not doing anything tonight, find something, because you don't want to listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour.
Tune in, call in.
Anyway, so I got this story about bullies, and I saw this earlier this week. This father, okay, I don't know if you've heard anything about this. You've been on vacation. Mm-hmm. All right, well, this father forced his 10-year-old son to run to school after the son was kicked off the school bus for bullying.
He made him run?
Made him run.
In the rain.
In the rain. Now, here's the thing. Only a mile, so it's not too far. A 10-year-old should be able to do a mile, I would think. And he followed him in his car. Here's the thing that people are upset about, is that he filmed him doing it, running to school, and then posted the film, the video, on Facebook. So a lot of people are thinking that that is excessive punishment. What are we thinking?
We don't know the past of what led up to
him 10. Doing
that. I know, but you don't know the dynamic that the dad's dealing with. I'm not trying to say I would do that.
We don't know the extent of the bullying, for one thing.
Right, and was it a first offense?
Right.
Was it just like, I am so fed up because of repetition of the same kind of thing?
Issues.
So we don't know enough information to really make judgment on the dad.
Mm. Well, I kind of, look.
Filming it and posting it is part of our culture now, sadly. I think that's extreme. And
well,
that's humiliation.
Well, right. That is humiliation.
That is a level of abuse.
Sure it is. And that's what a lot of people are saying online, that it is a level of abuse. And maybe, you know, the father should be looked at.
I hope that
the father's
Child
basically,
Protective Services is investigating.
Well, the father's basically saying this is old school type punishment.
Well, making him run.
Old school punishment was getting
old school type punishment would not involve a video
posted online for the world.
No, it would not. And I think that's another level of neglect by making a choice like that for public humiliation.
Look,
that's
I'm all about nipping the bullying in the bud, because that's unacceptable as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and a lot of people would say that that's not a way to get him to change by public humiliation.
Right. No, I mean,
so I don't know if that's an effective
in the
way
long
to get
run,
him
it
to
could
stop
be,
the
make
behavior.
It, make it even worse.
Right, he could become popular. It could be a viral.
Yeah.
No, wait, it did go viral.
You know what? It did go viral. And the thing is, I didn't even think about that, Paul, because now he might all of a sudden like the attention he gets.
Right, get a complex about it.
Well, he might like the attention that he gets from being, you know,
a viral bully.
A viral bully.
Yes.
And so reinforcing the behavior.
I'm sure that there will be offense in some kind of, there's court, right, that he'll have to do. Do you know that?
I don't know any. I really don't know a whole lot about the case. I don't know what kind of bullying he was doing. I just know that he was kicked off the school bus at the age of 10. For bullying other kids on the school bus. And I saw the video. I mean, he didn't look like he was overly big 10-year-old. You know, he didn't look like he was any bigger or scarier
isn't
looking.
Always physical.
No.
I mean, it's
no.
Harassment.
I've actually been told that I'm a bully, and I don't believe it.
He is unaware.
I'm sure in some ways I am. I can kind of see it some ways. But if anybody tried to make me run to work, forget about it. I will bully that out of you. You will change your mind.
Because it's 4 miles.
I wouldn't call it bullying, this dad. I wouldn't call it bullying. I think it's.
There was
I think
a line
it's more,
crossed.
Yeah. I think it's more of.
No, I'm not saying that the dad was bullying. I think that he was maybe unjustly or too harshly punishing a 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm. There's more effective ways for poor behavior to be addressed.
You know, like making him walk to school since he couldn't ride the bus.
Look,
I'm all for that.
If you're an asshole on the bus, well, you got to walk.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like maybe, okay, so maybe the dad the first day, all right, you're running today. And he followed him in the car. But the rest of the week, you know, well, you can walk.
Well, that he filmed him and posted it.
Yeah.
That's a public humiliation.
That's
which is a level of abuse where the kid, you know.
It goes beyond teaching a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger question would be, is the kid bullying because he's bullied by his dad?
Right.
So I'm imagining
is that where the behavior is coming from?
You know, like
so,
exactly.
All right, well, let's think about this. The dad's reaction to it, to this whole situation, is sort of a, that's kind of a bully move. I'll show you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll let you know who just who's boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There's different ways, I think, to parent than that, but perhaps that's what that guy knows. I don't know. Not bullying.
Yeah.
That's my vote. What do you think, Paul? Is it bullying?
Or is it the kid bullying
at school, that part of the bullying? You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
No.
No, I think they'll investigate it. They'll figure it out.
It's getting
deep.
That's
enough.
Heavy.
Anyway.
Heavy.
Look, if you're going to make your kid run to school...
Don't film it.
Don't post
it.
Don't film it. That's the
punishment.
That's the moral to that story.
Don't film it.
What is it that Spike says? Praise in public, punish in private.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. Right. Just.
Yeah. Why, all right. Spike? So here's the big million-dollar question.
Uh-oh.
Does anybody know whether or not, right now, as we are in this room,
Paul's going to know.
Is it daylight savings time right now? Or is that something that we're flipping forward to on Sunday?
We are flipping forward to it.
We are not currently in daylight savings time?
No.
Because I always thought that daylight savings time is what you were in during the winter months to make your day longer.
It's to make the summer day longer.
But see, I thought
more sun.
Well, that's what I thought they were doing during the winter so that farmers could do more in their crops during the winter days that are generally shorter.
No, actually, Ben Franklin actually brought it to light at some point just so that they didn't waste daylight.
Now you're going
to
say at some point.
Electricity.
Weren't you so
proud?
No, it
had nothing to do with electricity.
Right. Weren't you so proud before the show that saying that today was like the 100th anniversary of the daylight savings time? Now he's going to say at some point?
Well, no. Ben Franklin had that.
That's when it was nationally recognized.
Oh,
it was nationally
recognized. 100 years ago today?
Yeah, 100
years.
1918, March 9th. I looked it up. I was like, what is today? Today's the 9th, isn't it?
Right, yeah. It is.
All right. So we're going into daylight saving time
Well, here's the thing.
Sunday morning.
Here in Florida, Florida has passed a bill basically saying that we want permanent daylight savings time.
Right. So, they just don't want to change the clocks.
Well, no. See, there are states that don't change the clocks, like Hawaii and Arizona.
Yeah.
But they don't, they're in their time zone and they don't change to daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm.
What Florida's saying is we want permanent daylight savings
time. They want to spring forward to daylight saving time
and never switch back,
but then not fall back, which would put us an hour different than the rest of the
East Coast.
Mm-hmm. I also read that the
I don't know.
Why can't we be normal?
Well, I just don't understand why it would be that big a deal. I mean, I like the thought of having more daylight.
Right.
I like that.
But
I'm cool with that.
But at the same time, I don't understand why Florida wants to have their own time zone.
Well, they're not calling it their own time zone. They're calling it a fluid time zone. So it's not like we're adopting the Eastern Standard Time or the Central Standard Time or the whatever, the Mountain Time, whatever. It's just going to be considered a fluid time zone.
I don't know.
When we had this conversation earlier today, I said
so confused
that even though you jump forward permanently to daylight savings time, to me, if the goal is to have year-round more light, aren't you still going to have to change the time at some point? Because at some point during the year, because of the rotation of the Earth, your days aren't going to be as long.
No,
that's
so
true.
You're still right. If you want permanent daylight savings time, you're still going to have to change the clock, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're going to change it. Sunday.
And never change it again.
And what Florida wants to do is never change it again.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is once you do that, you're still, if the goal is to have more light year round, then you're going to have to change the clock.
And alternate to the North and the South Pole. It's light half a year at both.
No.
Are you suggesting we move from Florida to the North or South Pole? Is that what he said?
Light all the time.
Well, it's going to be very dark in the morning in the wintertime.
Well, and that's not going to change. That's the thing. Like, that cycle in the seasonal shift, you're going to have shorter days regardless of what time you make, decide it's going to be.
Well, then I don't see why would we do it.
Well, you're...
I just don't understand what the, what's... I mean, did somebody just come up with this one day and go, I know.
Well, yeah. they've been talking about not changing the clocks, which I don't, you know, I'm cool with that. I hate the spring forward the most.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't understand is why Florida can't just go Eastern time, no daylight saving.
Well, there's a lot of our state leaders that really dig this idea because it passed the Senate 33-2.
Right.
I mean, it still has to go to Governor Rick Scott's desk, and then after that, he's got to decide whether he digs it or not, and then after that, it's still got to go to the Congress.
Right. Congress has to approve it, because we're essentially creating our own time.
It's actually called the Sunshine Protection Act.
Well, is it to ensure energy from the sun? Is that...
No,
gained
no. Heavens like to Betsy,
you know
no.
what? Let me tell you something.
Because that'd be legit. If, why to do
if,
it, right?
If we were, in fact, a state that was loaded
with
solar
power?
Energy, mm-hmm. yes, that makes 100%
yeah.
More sense.
Mm-hmm. But because of Duke Energy, who's got a monopoly on our energy down here, you see very, very little
very
solar
little.
Energy down
you
there.
You are kidding.
You can go to New Orleans, okay, that has been ravaged storm after storm, and you can look at some of the worst neighborhoods that you can even imagine, and most of those houses
have
solar.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a hard time finding a house down here with solar.
You are kidding.
No.
Does that make any sense to you?
None.
No, in
None
fact,
at all.
On the ballot, I forget when it was, last year or the year before, they had a convoluted Duke Energy. They had an amendment or something on the ballot that if you actually, the title of it made it sound like, you know, solar for Florida
right.
type thing. But if you read the amendment, you could have solar panels, but Duke Energy would take the power from your
right.
solar, and you still had to pay
them.
Energy for your solar.
Yeah, it's like your panels on your roof are somehow storing energy over at Duke. And they're going to now sell it back to you.
And now they're
going to
sell it back to you.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
So, yeah, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
I saw something on Facebook, I think it was this morning, which is very cool. It's like you've seen like camping tables. They're like green usually, and when they fold up, they're real flat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 4x4 or something like that. Okay, so when I first started watching the video, that's what I thought it was. They open this thing up, and it's four by four solar panels that, like, if you live in a condo or something like that, you can put on your balcony, right? Run your cables into your, like, almost like a computer deal. It's almost like a generator, and you can power your house from that.
Oh, nice.
That. I want one.
Yeah. Right. Well, and see, condos, you can't, because you can't put anything on the exterior of the building.
Right.
But this thing is, it's low. It was below the railing. Mm-hmm. It leaned back, mm-hmm. you know, 2 4x4 panels, you know.
Nice.
Perfect.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Right.
You need some of those, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Serious. Yeah, I'm all about the solar, and it's mind-boggling how monopolies have such control. Over states, America.
Yes.
You know, it's like, it's time for that to stop. It's absolutely time for that to stop. So that's all I got to say about that.
I feel that way about water and sewage too. You know how much you pay for the service of
that? Oh, it's outrageous here. Yeah.
It is outrageous here. And we were talking to Steph's mom up in Lakeland, and Steph and her mom were comparing sewer and water bills. They pay like nothing.
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 Through the city of Lakeland, they pay very, very little. It's like their water bill, their sewer bill, their trash and electric are all on one bill.
Oh.
And it was, I think she said it was like $160.
Good God.
I mean, our electric bill is $134.
That's low. That's a very low one for us.
That's with nothing on.
Our last one was ridiculous.
We've had them as much as $400.
Oh, yeah. Us too. Yeah. This last one was almost that.
But water and sewer is, we pay more for sewer than we do for water. So we pay based on the amount, you know, of water you use. They charge you for the water, and then the sewer is almost 25% more.
Wow.
It's insane.
I mean, I know this seems like a mansion that we're in.
Right, right.
But it's really not. And I'm telling you, as high as our power bills are, it's mind-boggling. I get people giving me grief all the time because it's like, they'll be like, oh my God, I had the AC on last night. I'm like, we don't turn ours on until July.
June, July.
Right. You know?
I do.
And then even when it's on, it's set so high. It's like.
Yeah, we keep it at like 80, 81.
80, 79, 80. I'll come home and it'll be a little muggy in the house. I have to call Steph.
Can I turn it down?
Can I turn it down to 79? Just for like a half hour.
Are you always cold?
Yeah.
I am.
Right.
I am.
Cold-natured. That's so funny.
You know, it works for me.
I mean, if Steph had her way, I mean, we'd live outside in tents. We'd never have any power at all.
I'm not that bad.
We'd just break the glass out of the window openings and just have screens.
Screens. I wanted to put in an attic fan.
Winter.
Because it would use less energy than the air conditioner.
That's so funny.
Anyway, so it's still up in the air as to whether our permanent daylight savings time here in Florida will pass. I have a feeling that it will not.
Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, look, it passed the Senate overwhelmingly, 33-2.
Well, what were the reasons?
That's just it. Look, I can show you the article.
I'll read it later.
Doesn't say anything.
It's brief, and I just skim, and you know, so I don't know. It doesn't really say anything.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure they had a real good reason.
Well, they think it'll help the tourist industry.
Right.
Somehow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, I don't know.
But those tourists aren't paying my electric bill, damn it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well,
What's next? That's it, everybody.
I'm just trying to finagle the time because we're getting close to that. Can you believe it's almost been an hour?
No.
Yeah. Well, it has. Hey, did you see, and we can talk about this real quick, we're going to have a historic summit. Between Trump and Kim Jong-un, they have agreed to speak to each other about the nuclear weapons issue, and they're going to do it by May. And I tell you, you know, these two have, you know, traded insults back and forth ever since Trump came into office. And now the fact that the two of them have agreed to get together and, let's talk about what we're going to do here. Are we going to blow up the world or are we going to get along? And I think this is a move in the right direction. I'm not disappointed in it at all.
When's it happening?
Supposedly by May. And Kim Jong-un has agreed, well, he has pledged, Jenny, he has pledged to halt nuclear tests until the summit.
Oh, well, that's a start.
Mm-hmm. That is a start. Mm-hmm.
No, I pictured them being in a room together, like elementary school kids slapping at each other's hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got your rocket, man. Now, the interesting thing is the mediator of the meeting is going to be Dennis Rodman.
I got nothing on that.
Not really.
Ha 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 ha!
Or, hold on. Or I could do, and the mediator of the meeting is going to be Dennis Rodman.
That's awful.
You are terrible.
Or I could say, well, the mediator of the meeting is going to be Dennis Rodman.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I could even throw this in.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
I have a feeling that's going to be the one that's most on target.
And I have a lot of stories left. What do I want to talk about next?
Because I don't know, because you're running out of time.
I am running out of time. How much time do we have? Let's quickly talk about this, Steph. Steph came back from Steinmart today.
Speaking of Trump.
Yeah, Yeah, kind of. Right. In a roundabout way. She came back from Steinmart, and she said she ran into this lady who went up to the cashier and said, I'm leaving the store. I'm not buying anything because you carry Ivanka Trump's clothing.
And she stormed out.
Now, she's an activist.
Yes. I was blown away.
I guess she showed that.
Right.
I can only imagine that the 75-year-old clerk was like, what?
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Excuse me? No, she probably said to the next lady, like, what did she say?
Good for her.
What did she call Ivanka?
Yeah. Who's Ivanka?
No, I just it struck me as so odd, you know, because she was taking her marbles and going home. Right. You know, I will not spend any money here. It was like, okay,
see ya. Right? Do you guys ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
No.
I did a little bit.
I kind of did. Yeah. I mean, I never watched a whole lot of it. Hannah Claire, what about you? Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
They actually turned 25 years old just earlier this past week.
Really?
Yeah, 25 years ago. Beavis and Butthead. That's Mike Judge. He also does Family Guy, right?
Does he?
Yeah. What's his name?
He also does King of the Hill, too.
That's what I meant. King of the Hill. Not Family Guy. King of the Hill.
Yeah.
That's
good. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty brilliant, and it was so new when it first came.
Oh, there was nothing
it was
like it.
There was nothing
like it. Nothing. I mean, the satire that they got away with was pretty incredible. And
different time.
I think a lot of it went over a lot of people's heads. You pretty much had to pay really close attention to get it. A lot of the audience were pretty much stoners, so I'm not sure if they were getting it. It made an impact 25 years ago.
25 wow. years. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Anyway.
Very crazy.
All right. So are we close enough that we can start wrapping it up for the break or not? Throw in something else? Hey, did anybody ever figure out who Tom Stewart was? I did not.
No.
Hey, here's something quick. You remember a couple of months ago that lady in New Hampshire, she won that $560 million lottery?
Yeah.
Did you hear that she was suing the state because she wanted to collect her prize anonymously? Right. All right.
Oh, and they wouldn't let her?
She had already signed the back of her ticket.
She had signed the back.
Oh.
I mean, come on. I don't understand why you can't accept your prize anonymously. Winning $560 million is not something that you want everybody to know.
Well, they have disclosure laws in New Hampshire to keep them honest.
Well, I mean,
I understand.
Well, apparently she prevailed. I don't know that the lawsuit was ever actually gone all the way through in court. But just the other day, her two attorneys went and collected her prize.
Oh, good.
So she is still anonymous.
Wow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So
nice.
That's a good thing. What's Tilly upset about?
I don't know.
Do you think she feels like she's stuck in there?
No.
Is she stuck in there?
No. Well, she's just whining, I don't know why.
Does she need out?
She might need out. But we're getting ready to take a break.
Out there.
Cookie, just take it easy. We're going to take a break.
No, we've got 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Look, I got... Do you guys have Alexa?
No.
No.
Oh. Ooh, well, we're going to talk about that when we
ours
come back.
Is in a drawer.
Yeah.
Unplugged. Mm-hmm. Far away from her cord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys know anything about boobs?
No. Oh. Nothing.
I was just wondering. Huh. Just checking. Do you guys ever drunk shop online?
So much funner at the store.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to have a little bit of sports. We're going to talk about rabies.
Ew.
Yeah. A nudist colony.
Boo.
Pizza. We got all kinds of stuff. Okay. We're going to play a game, I think.
We might. Oh. Yes.
Are we close enough now?
We are close enough that by the time you wrap up, we should be good.
All right, everybody. We are the Market Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show we haven't gotten a call yet.
No.
Still time.
I'll call.
Just the first hour. The number is 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. When we come back, well, I just mentioned all those stories. We'll get into those.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What song are you playing?
I got a little Tom Petty for you.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll see you
Tom
in
Petty.
Four and some.
Four and change.
We'll be back.
Yeah.